Well said, Kutavach, we are continuing today. Excuse me, Meseches Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Hei through Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnayos 5 through 6. So Mishnah Hei says as follows. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Roenes Hanegon Betril Hakeva Lola Hachmir. Rabbi Meir says that on Cholamayid, a Kohen is permitted to go ahead and examine Saras. Remember again, Saras, we loosely translate it as leprosy, but whereas leprosy is an actual physical ailment, Saras is more of a physical manifestation of a spiritual illness. But nevertheless, in order for a person to have his Saras examined, he has to go to a Kohen. Kohen is the only person who's qualified to be able to rule on Saras. So Rabbi Meir says like this, on Cholamayid, you can go to the Kohen to have your nega, to have your affliction examined. However, the Kohen only rules on it if your tzara'as is not problematic. If your tzara'as is problematic, the Kohen instructs the individual to come back after Yomtiv. Now, interesting, what's the reason behind this? Because Cholamayid is Yomtiv, and on Yomtiv one is obligated in Simcha to rejoice, and therefore the Mishnah says anything that is going to diminish from one's Simcha, one should not do on Cholamayid. So Rabbi Meir says, if the Kohen could paskin that the Tzaras is not problematic, he could paskin, but if he sees that it's problematic, he tells the petitioner to come back after Yomtiv. The Chum disagree, they say, no, we just don't look at Tzara'as on Yom Tiv at all. We just leave the whole thing alone, and any Tzara'as, Shilas, wait until after Yom Tiv. The Odom Rabbi Meir, said, furthermore, Melakit Adam Atzmos Aviv Imam Neshesim Chihilo. Rabbi Meir says a person is permitted to collect his parents' bones. Now, here's what's interesting. There's a concept called likot atzamos. Very often what would happen is when a person passed away, where they were placed in burial caves, when the body decomposed, the bones would then be collected and would be reburied in a family plot. That process of recollecting the bones is called in halacha of likot atzamos, literally collection of bones. So Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to do likot atzamos on Cholamayid. Why? Because it's a simcha. Why is it a simcha? Because putting one's parents' remains in a family plot, you know, represents bringing them to a final resting place. Rabbi Meir says there's a simcha, you know, not a typical simcha in terms of a joy, but a sense of contentment. Rabbi Yossi says no. Evel hulo. In fact, the act of likot atzamos is in and of itself a form of mourning and therefore cannot be done on Cholamayid. Interesting, if the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, we would not do likot atzamos. We would not go out and gather remains on Yom Tov. And in fact, the halacha is that if a person is reinterring remains, a person is, let's say, burying, you know, the bones of a parent or family members in a family plot, in fact, the day that they go ahead and bury the remains, they actually have to observe mourning practices, like a person who's in Shiva, for a short amount of time. So Allah Chalamayid said, therefore, we will not do likot atzamos on Chalamayid. Lo ya'ora adam ha'meiso v'lo yaspidenu kodum regal shloshim yom. Now, taking this even a step further, the Mishnah says there are certain things you shouldn't even do before Yom Tiv, because they will engender mourning on Yom Tiv. So, for example, the Mishnah says, a person, Lo Yorer. Lo Yorer, interesting, they used to have people whose job it was to be Ma'orer Bechi. You know, like professional eulogizers or professional criers, professional, you know, Maspidim, and their job was to go ahead and get people feeling the loss. See, you can't go ahead and hire such a person like that 30 days before Yom Tiv, because the concern is that the grief will spill over into Yom Tiv and erode the Simcha of Yom Tiv. So in the Mishnah says, "V'lo yaspidenu kol dem l'regel shloshim yom." One should also go ahead and not hire someone to deliver a eulogy. That's just a whole interesting discussion in general about hespedim, about eulogies within 30 days. But here the Bartanura says, "Lo yiskar sapton almeso." A person should not hire a professional eulogizer within 30 days of Yom Tov. Beautiful. That is Mishnah Hey. We now move on to Mishnah Vav. Ein chofrin kuchin ukvaras b'moed. We do not go ahead and dig new underground burial plots, graves, nor do we go ahead and that's kuchin and kvaras. So interesting, kvaras in this context, interestingly enough, the Bartanur explains that kuchin b'ma'ara shetachas akarka is an underground burial cave, and a kever in this context is an above ground burial chamber. So you can't go ahead and dig or construct underground burial caves or above ground structures on Chalamayid. Because remember, again, jumping back, now this is Tircha Yisera. This requires an incredible amount of effort. Therefore, we wouldn't do it on Chol HaMoed. Aval mechanchin esav kuchin b'moed. However, what can we do? We could adjust. So in other words, the Bar Tanura says, Shem haya aruch mekatsura. You could adjust the size. So if the burial, you know, let's say the grave was there already, it was too long, you can make it shorter. You could adjust it, widen it, shorten it, whatever you need to do. V'os nivreches b'moed. Furthermore, again, you could create nivreches. The Bar Tanur says a shalkovsin, makom mitukan lechabis bo habegodim. It's a laundry pond. They would go ahead and have a body of water to do laundry. So you can go ahead and create one on Chol HaMoed. And ultimately, again, the reason is because one may need to do laundry for clothing they're going to wear in Chol HaMoed. And apparently the act of creating this pond is not such a big tircha. It's not so much effort. Furthermore, va'aron imameis b'chatzer. You could also go ahead and make a coffin, as long as the mace is there with the coffin. In other words, meaning what? You can make a coffin in the same courtyard where the deceased is, because this way everyone knows that you're making the coffin for this particular corpse, for this particular person who passed away, as opposed to just stam making a coffin for later on. So the presence of the deceased indicates that we need the coffin now. Rabbi Huda also, Rabbi Huda says, you're not allowed to do so. Ela imkein yesh imo nesarim. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Huda says you cannot make the coffin ultimately unless, of course, the boards were prepared before Yom Tov. In other words, so what Rabbi Huda comes to is he limits a little bit, because he says, you know, if you're going to have to start chopping down wood and making boards and then making a coffin out of that, that's tircha yisera. That's too much effort. But if the boards are already prepared, then the act of taking the boards and constructing together the coffin, that would be permitted on Chol HaMoed. Okay, Chevra, we will stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a good Tevach, Yashikayach. Looking forward to another week of beautiful learning.